Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Sports, or at least watching sports, seems to have become the all-American pastime. It's not just baseball anymore, even though the sports teams of America have become a centerpiece for many American homes, the leadership and some team members do not reflect the values of the average American. I first began to notice this in the spring of 2015 when the NBA joined homosexual activists to force Indiana to rewrite and weaken its Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now we see the same thing happening in North Carolina with the threat of moving the playoffs from Charlotte, simply because the legislature demands a man use the men's restroom and vice versa. The Olympics is fast approaching, and they have changed policy on transgenders. My guest today is Steve McConkie. He's the president of Four Winds Sports Ministry in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks, Steve, for being with us.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm glad to be able to share the message.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able finally to make connections after the phone glitches here and there. But what is Four Winds Sports Ministry?
Well, Four Winds Christian Athletics is started in 1988. My wife and I started in 1981. We were in various Christian organizations that worked with world-class athletes from 82 to 92. We were U.S. club, national club coaches for United States, with a top track athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 88, we started Four Winds. In 92, then we started ministering to Olympic caliber athletes in track and field without having a team. Then along come 2003, and I started taking on the United States Olympic Committee and the International Olympic Committee because they passed a rule where they're going to allow transgender athletes in with sexual reassignment surgery at that time, and then they were going to give them a couple years of hormone therapy. And recently they shifted and they're going to allow athletes to compete with no sex surgery but just hormone therapy for a year. So 2014, we kind of spread to all sports, and I guess we're a Christian organization standing up for Christian athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of shifted in focus.
Yeah, but you're saying back in 2003, the International Olympic Committee began, I mean, this was even before the whole transgender issue became such an issue. So even back 2003, you're talking about 13 years before the big push for transgender, quote-unquote, rights, the Olympics were pushing anyway.
Yep, we were the only people fighting it. I was the only person I was calling the International Olympic Committee members in the United States, United States Olympic Committee. The last thing the lawyer said there was to me was, you know, why should you be concerned? But then in 2003, I think this was the test effort.
I think
what happened is they used this, and then obviously it spread to high school associations throughout the United States, then Bruce Jenner,
mm-hmm.
and we opposed it all, and now here you go, you got bathrooms in North Carolina that are being affected.
Yeah, yeah. And with the directive from President Obama on May 13th, that his goal at least is to impact every school district in this nation with opening their bathrooms and shower rooms to the opposite sex. So, to me, the whole thing is just crazy. The Olympics committee is saying that it doesn't matter if a man was born a man, but now identifies as a woman, that there's not going to be any, he's not going to have an advantage over real women who are playing the same sport. Is that what they're saying?
Yes, even if we strip the morality from it, which I'm opposed to homosexuality,
right.
If you strip the morality from it, just from a scientific level, I got a master's degree in science. I was going to go into med school, but I went into coaching world-class track and field, and I don't regret that. There's days I wake up wondering what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm in this whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you take the scientific advantages of a male skeleton and muscle stature and they compete as a woman, it takes years of hormone therapy to reverse that, if it ever does. And I think that it's an unfair advantage. And it's delusional. You got scientists that see the facts, and then they don't want to process the information. And it's an extreme problem, and it's delusional, as you suggested.
Yeah, it is. They don't want to be politically incorrect. That's what it boils down to. Have there been any women who have complained about this?
Yes. You know, what's really good is they got, you watch the Summer Olympics, they got two transgenders from Great Britain. I'm starting to see Olympic athletes standing up saying this is wrong.
Oh, wow.
And then you have, and they're unknown athletes, nobody knows who they are, but you got a situation in South Africa. In 2009, Caster Semenya won the gold medal in 800 meters, blew out the women. And this is an intersex athlete. It's not a transsexual athlete, an athlete that was born with male sex organs, not complete.
Right.
But then what the International Olympic Committee did is they told this person to go on hormone therapy, and she did. Then her performances started suffering. Then lo and behold, last summer, the International Olympic Committee said, well, that's fine. We're not going to test for testosterone levels. It's estimated that she's got three times the testosterone level of a normal woman. And she set three world-class times in the span of 4 hours, which is unheard of, in the 400, 800, and 1,500 meters. And she will be at Rio. And the reason this is a problem is it shows you that they're trying to blur the lines between male and female,
right.
And they're even using this intersex athlete as an example.
Yeah. So you're saying that she broke four world records within a span of 4 hours?
No, not world records, but world-class times, top times. And she could get the world record. And I say she's a she, and she's born with male parts. And, you know, 1 in 2,000 are born this way, so I do... this is a situation that they didn't ask for.
Right, exactly.
But however the person went, she went and married a woman. So, you know, the confusion keeps going, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So she's going to be in Rio. You're saying this individual is going to be in Rio next month.
Yes.
And competing, of course, as a woman. And do you think that the athletes, I know they're for the safety or for the furtherance of their career, they're not publicly speaking. They're not revealing who they are as far as the ones who are opposing this craziness. Do you think that the athletes can convince the International Olympic Committee that they're wrong in doing this?
I think there's a lot of money, and I think, for example, you got Tim Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Cook is the Apple CEO, and he's a homosexual, and he's on a board of director of Nike. Nike supports the International Olympic Committee, United States Olympic Committee, United States Track and Field. So you got a whole core of people pushing an agenda, even though 0.03% of the population is transgender.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of factors there. And the athletes, I tell them, young athletes, Christian athletes, or young people, they got a lot on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
Professional track and field, they don't make a lot of money. So I tell them that, you know, if they don't want to get slammed by the media, they got to be very careful.
Yeah.
But a lot of athletes are starting to speak up on Facebook and social media that I'm connected with, a lot of athletes. So they are very concerned, and I'm concerned about the 400-meter where Allison Felix, who professes to be a Christian, is going to compete against this Caster Semenya. Caster Semenya very likely could beat her in the 400-meter. It's very unfair.
Wow, that's for sure. And now you mentioned a little bit ago that there are two transgender women. Of course, that's men. From Great Britain that are near the point where they would be able to qualify for the Olympics, or have they crossed that threshold and would they be in the Olympics next month?
Well, I hear it, and now in Rio coming up in August, I heard that they've already made the Olympic team, so everything's a go. And they're not unveiling who they are or what sport they are, and they're not sure if they want to come out and say they are transgender because the population's going to scream and say unfair. It's just the same business keeps going. I think the International Olympic Committee, you know, you got to look at the United Nations and International Olympic Committee are connected, and their standing committee of the United Nations, the International Olympic Committee is.
And
the International Olympic Committee is, obviously under the UN guidance for Agenda 30. So this is going to promote abortion and homosexuality, and that's the factor we're talking about is homosexuality.
Yeah, I did not know that the International Olympic Committee fell under the UN. Wow.
Yes, they're standing, what they call standing on committee, whatever, and they are part of, they're under direction. And the athletes, my big concern is like an athlete from Russia, she won the gold medal at the World Championships in the pole vault, and she got in the media, and I'm not saying I like Putin or his tactics in dealing with things, and
right.
I'm sure there's some thuggery going on. But all she did was get in the media and said a guy should, here in Russia, we believe a guy should be with a woman should be with a guy,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to take away her Olympic ambassadorship.
Oh, you're kidding. And, simply because she voiced her opinion.
Right, and sometimes when I send out a media release,
mm-hmm.
they will automatically come with a release within a week or even a day. And the last one they sent out is, we got to start spying on athletes to see if there's bullying going on. And they listed LGBT, of course.
Oh, of course. That's right at the top of the list as far as bullying.
Yep.
Although it's not factual. I mean, that it's less than, here in the U.S., less than 4% identify as homosexual, lesbian, or transgender, or bisexual. Less than 4%. All four of those lifestyles. So the Olympic Committee is now talking about spying on athletes to make sure that they toe the line and that they say the politically correct thing when it comes to this issue.
Yes, and they sent out a thing that they don't say use the word spy, they say report.
Well, right, same thing. Yeah.
To the top organization, if you are a sports team, if you see bullying. You know, I don't call names of homosexuals. I don't denigrate them.
Truth,
I don't
right.
say. I just preach the truth.
Right.
I don't call names and make up stuff. But, you know, obviously when you say homosexuality is sin, that's a bigot.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
so
for sure.
So they're going to be coming after people like us, and they're going to have people going into churches and spying on athletes.
Yeah, I know the state of Iowa, the churches in Iowa just sued because they were in that situation where the Iowa Human Relations Commission had interpreted their anti-discrimination law, which includes sexual orientation, and we came to a public accommodations, they were interpreting it to where churches had to allow those who identify as transgender in the bathrooms of the churches. So, yeah, it's to the point where we are going to be forced to celebrate their lifestyle or suffer the consequences. And in the case of these athletes, and you mentioned that, you said they threatened to take away the Russian girls' medal or whatever. How did that
well,
end
they
up?
Can't. They can't take away the medal.
Okay.
I mean, once that's won, it's ingrained.
Okay.
Obviously, you get caught for doping. They can test up to 8 years or 10 years after you
wow.
do that.
Uh-huh.
So they can take it away that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't take that away, but they're going to take away her Olympic ambassadorship.
Oh, okay.
In other words, representing the Olympic, International Olympic Committee in good favor. So they were going to kind of reprimand her. But
so
obviously, she backed off, and they kind of, you know, made peace.
Yeah. So, They monitor doping. They're concerned about doping. But I would think that when men who think they're women or vice versa take hormones, to me that's doping. But obviously the Olympic Committee doesn't interpret it that way.
Yes, you know, and doping is a big problem. It's probably bigger than the problem I'm talking about right now.
Uh-huh.
And my main concern, yeah, you're going to get 2, 3, 4 athletes here. The Caster Semenya situation is very troubling this summer. And that's going to maybe cost some people a couple gold medals.
Wow.
That's a big concern. But I think the idea, the principle of spying on athletes, making them, you got to be politically correct, that is the biggest emphasis here, is not just to have 1 or 2 transgenders. That's the ultimate victory form. But the ultimate victory is to throw this in your face and say, you accept it or we're going to reprimand you.
Yeah, yeah. And that's their goal. Their goal is to force everyone to accept their lifestyle, or there will be consequences, in some way or other. The Olympics will be in Rio de Janeiro next month. Is there anything that the average citizen can do to
yes.
put influence on the Olympic Committee to say you guys are crazy or something?
Yeah, just call them and voice opinion. That's a good start. But also, you know, ministry like ours, we're pioneers in what we're doing. We go from day to day, and we trust the Lord. And some days I wake up and don't even know how we're going to make it.
Yeah.
But we need a lot of prayers. I'm standing up here. I mean, you know.
You're really the only.
We're reprimanded. I mean, I'm reprimanded by newspapers. I had BuzzFeed
uh-huh.
put an article out. I sat with Bruce Jenner in 1976 at Drake Relays with 20 other people, and him and his wife there, and he set the record there and went on to win the gold medal in Montreal in the decathlon and
mm-hmm.
set the world record in the decathlon. I took a stand against him. You know, I've been taking a stand against the bathroom laws throughout the United
right.
States. BuzzFeed sent an article to 100 million people, and they had a picture of Jenner, and then my quote underneath Jenner's picture. Mm-hmm. Then under my quote, they said that people like me cause transgender suicide.
You commit suicide, yeah.
So obviously, you know, I don't have a lot of speaking engagements. I go from day to day. I'm reprimanded probably by more Christians than not.
Yeah.
I mean, but life goes on.
That is one of the problems, is that Christians, too many Christians don't get this issue. And they don't understand. And now I've heard recently, kind of through, you know, some articles, that Bruce Jenner is considering going back to being a man. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard that, but then he's denied it, so,
yeah.
You know, it's hard to know. And
right.
I don't know him personally where I can give him a call, and right. I know a lot of athletes and people that try to minister to him that do know him on a one-on-one level. I've seen him at track meets, met him, got, you know, talked and stuff like that. But, you know, we've been in the ministry in world-class track and field around sorts, and we changed in 2014 to all sports, but so I've been around that all my life.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a problematic thing that we're dealing with here. You know, whether he switches back or not, but I just think it's, and that's the problem now. He says he desires to be with women, but then now he's just a woman, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people don't understand these issues are complex. These are not simple issues, but they're moral issues. And once you defy God, then you are going to be an unhappy person.
Absolutely.
You know, there is a 40% suicide rate.
Yeah, at least. But right now he's being used as the transgender cause. He's their icon, and they will, if it's within their power, they will make sure he does not transition back, because that would totally destroy, you know, totally destroy their argument that, well, Bruce Jenner was really born a woman, and et cetera, et cetera. It's just, it's tragic. And then what message does it send to the kids who may have aspirations of getting into the Olympics? What kind of a message do they get with all this stuff?
Yep, I think, you know, I'm a pocket conspiracist. I'm not an all-out conspiracist, but I believe that Satan is in control, and he's trying to make a one world where you accept all this nonsense. And I believe that he's got, you know, people in education, people in, you know, all different levels of society and business, like Tim Cook, I was talking about pushing the homosexual agenda, and you got all these people working together, and I don't think it's just one group, the Illuminati, controlling everything, but I do believe there's a one-world push, and I think it's pocket conspiracy, and the devil's working overtime through various programs, United Nations, et cetera, push this one-world agenda where everybody is inclusive and inclusive to the point where we're promoting sin in the process.
Yeah. And they're definitely trying to eliminate all lines between the sexes, saying that they're equal, that men are equal to women and vice versa. And anyone that has taken biology 101 knows that's not true. I mean, they're totally skewing biology. And unfortunately, our kids are being victims and through all this with push to open the bathrooms and the shower rooms in schools to sexually confused individuals, and it's just tragic. So you, back to the Olympics. So you think that if there were phone calls made to the International Olympic Committee, that they would at least make note of the concerns that are being...
Yeah, I would say, you know, that people can call the United States Olympic Committee here in the United States and voice their concern. I mean, that would be a start. I mean, I voiced my concern, and they rode over me and laughed at me and told me the last thing they told me was, nothing to ever become of this. Well, here you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it went from the Olympics when I was fighting in 2003, the state high school leagues. And in Alaska, you had a male compete as a woman. And he finished third, and he was all state and took somebody's medal away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to propagate, and it's going to get worse. I mean, you're talking Alaska. You're not talking California or New York.
True. And can't think of his name, but there's a boxer, Fallon, I think is his last name. But he has, he's a man who thinks he's a woman, so he's been boxing with female athletes and beating them up. I mean, he's done major harm to some of these that he has competed against. You know, but they're not making the people in authority are not making the connection to where there's this guy who says he's a woman and he is beating up his opponents when it comes to the boxing, and also when it comes to even basketball. There's a situation, I think, in Arizona where there was a a man who thinks he's a woman and went back to college, and he's just running over all the female athletes on the basketball team.
And I saw a picture on the Facebook of a legitimate guy that became a woman, a bodybuilder. So massive muscles, probably on steroids, and he's got long hair like a woman. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do feel for these people. They need the Lord, and without Christ, we're all lost.
Yeah.
You know, I know what it is to not serve the Lord. Before I became a Christian, I wasn't involved in homosexuality, but I was involved in sin, and I know the depths of depravity of, not knowing Christ. So, you know, I do know that this is a spiritual condition, and that people, men and women, turn to Christ, they can be delivered.
Absolutely. Now, along those lines, do athletes, Christian athletes, feel free to share or to talk about their faith?
Well, they share the Christ. You know, and that's what we tell the athletes. Number one, you got to share Christ, and then you share your personal beliefs and a personal level. If you get in the media, and, you know, you can share your testimony. You know, sometimes the media pick that up, but overall, athletes are pretty good. There's committed athletes. There's a lot of people who profess to be Christ that aren't living for the Lord, so I don't know where they're at. But there's a good core of strong Christian athletes out there that are sharing their faith, and they will at Rio, and that's a good thing. So, you know, God bless them, and we need to be praying for them, and these young men and women need our prayers. You know, and that's something we can do as they go to Rio, the Christian athletes. I mean, I think this year they're distributing thousands of condoms, I think, at the record level in Rio.
They're very
concerned about it. You know, they got 10,500 spectators, and I want to say they're providing so many condoms. It's just crazy. It's just nuts.
And of course, there's been the uproar about the Zika virus and all that down in Rio. But like you said, they're going to be handing out thousands of condoms. And
those organizations that are going to go down there, they're going to hand out thousands of gospel tracts. So
good.
God bless those people. We're not the only person doing what, you know, there's people that we're the only sports ministry speaking up on a public level. And, you know, and the rest of them are pretty quiet. I mean, I know Kurt Schilling in baseball, he's speaking up, and he lost his job at ESPN. And I know there's a pro football player from North Carolina that's speaking up. And, you know, but we're few and far in between. I know a lot of famous coaches and athletes spoke up, and then they retracted stuff. But, you know, I haven't retracted anything.
Yeah. And really, we can't. I mean, if we know what the truth is and what Scripture says, we cannot retract, because God's Word is holy. God's Word is our guidebook to get us through life. So, we cannot retract.
And I tell the athletes, you know, like when you're in competing right now, a lot of them are in Rio. I mean, what are they going to do, take the social, problem on and then get beat up in the media and they're trying to concentrate in their event? I mean, you know, it's a good course for, you know, I mean, they've got to work hard. Most are barely making it, even though some of these professional track and field athletes, they make hardly anything. Right. A handful make money. So, you know, we don't ask, we don't push out, we don't call boycotts, we're not. Just my wife and I running this ministry, and, you know, it sometimes gets a little lonely at the top of what we're doing, but we're just thanking God for the opportunity to speak up and pray that we become obedient, even though, you know, we have forces against us, obviously.
Yeah. Well, how can folks contact you? You have a website and such as that?
Yep, we got a bigplanetwatch.com, and you can go there in that front news on there, and we got on there, too, trackandfieldreport.com, and then if you punch my name or link to my name, Steve McConkie, on there, you get the latest news releases, you know, that are going worldwide. Mm-hmm. So God's given us an opportunity to speak out. We just need prayer. You know, obviously, you know, I'm not a big fundraiser. We need finances, too. I mean, everything seems to go backwards at times.
Yeah,
but God's with us. He provides, but it's day to day. And some days I shake my head and wonder how we make it, but he always comes through.
Always comes through faithfully, yep. So that's big. planetwatch.com.
Yes.
So you watch when it comes to, I'm looking at the title of your website, so you kind of keep an eye on sports across the world, really.
Well, what we do at Big Planet, we cover all news, you know,
yeah.
A lot of news that's
okay.
coming through that we feel concerned. You know, we even cover news, about Muslim problems and the terrorist attacks. So we cover everything there. So
good.
We're kind of like a news collection. We're kind of like for athletes, and it's spread. We're getting a good amount of hits per year.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of an operation that we're just doing. Then Track and Field Report reports on track and field news throughout the world.
Okay. So it's bigplanetwatch.com. And they can contact you through that. And check out the rest of the stuff on the website. Thanks so much, Steve, and thank you for your ministry.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
I'll look up the phone number for the U.S. Olympic Committee and make that available on our website. So.
Yeah, they'd be like me that puts you through their lawyer eventually.
Probably, but that's fine. Hey, you take care.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.